Amen. All right, for the next few moments, I'm just going to talk about fear as a motivator. We read this morning from 2 Timothy 1, 6 to 7. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. In other version, it says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. If you look around what's going on in the world, there seem to be quite a lot, and a lot to be concerned about, a lot that can cause a great deal of fear. We just went through wildfires. I'm sure every one of us got evacuated. Not too long ago, it's very fresh in our memories. We went through the COVID pandemic. That caused a lot of disruption and a lot of fear. And you look at other parts of the world, there's floods, earthquakes, wars, and rumors of wars. All have appeared to be very commonplace. Education curriculum or curricula that is imposing certain values and indeed causing a great major concerns for those of you that are parents. The politicians and indeed some preachers, they stoke fear to elicit reactions or responses. The fear of the future. Parents wonder, is there going to be a future for my children? Is there going to be a future for our children? Is there going to be anything left for our children? The fear of losing someone, the fear of losing everything. I mean, as we were evacuated, many people had that great fear of losing everything. And some have lost everything through the wildfires. Throughout, if you look what happened in BC, very close to RCA Enterprise, what happened there, a lot has been lost. So the fears are real. With all this that's going on, the question is, does fear become our motivator for doing things? Do we get employed because we are afraid to be broke? You get married because you are afraid to be alone. Is fear your motivator? Fear in itself is not a bad emotion. God gave us that emotion. It is fashioned by God in His own divine wisdom. He gave us fear. Those of you that are parents, I'm sure you have used fear to prevent children from getting hurt. Because children are ignorant of dangers. So you use fear to prevent them from getting hurt. I'm sure all of us have heard or been told, if you do that, you're going to get hurt. So fear becomes a motivator. Fear warns us of dangerous situations and impending dangerous situations. The question is not that we are afraid. The question is whether the threats are real and is the fear a motivation? Unfortunately, some of these circumstances are real. Things do happen. But some of our fears at the very same time are not real. They are based on misinterpretation of what's going on. And social media has not really helped a great deal because we are now in a world where we just look at clips, 30-second clips, and through that, we form our opinion without all the totality of circumstances, all the totality of the facts surrounding that. The 30-second clips have become so commonplace, or this reputation in media stoking fear has become very commonplace. Fear becomes a motivator. Ask yourself, with all this going on in the world, going on in your life, is God challenging you? Is there an opportunity that God is presenting to you and me? Is there an opportunity for the church Does God want you to grow your faith in Him? The Bible is very clear. It says, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. It's okay to be afraid. I am not here standing and tell you, don't be afraid. I'm not naive, right? I said at the very beginning, the emotion of fear was designed and given to us by God. What is not okay is that we allow fear to dictate our decision. We allow fear to become our motivator. It is faith in God that should motivate us. Jesus said, have faith in God. See, we have become so vulnerable with all what's happening, what's going on in the world, maybe around us, around our families. You know, we've lost loved ones. All that makes us quite vulnerable. We are not immune to the vulnerability. Maybe you feel vulnerable with your life experiences. This vulnerability should lead us to connect with God's love. It's not because something is wrong with you when you are in a place of vulnerability. Nothing is wrong with you because you are vulnerable. God wants us to believe in Him to lead our lives. Not for fear to motivate us, but for faith in He who created us. We must have confidence that God is doing a great work in our lives. Remember, the Bible says, he who has started it, he will see it up to completion. He who began a good work in you will see it up to completion. No matter what's going on, no matter that fear, no matter what happens, the devil cannot rob you of what God has intended for you. Have faith that He is a good, good, good Father. God has not changed, for your information. The world might seem to be changing, things might seem to be changing, but God has not changed, and nor has He revoked the promises He made. He is not a man that He should lie, the Bible tells us. Very clearly. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God's promises are very clear. He hasn't changed. We do change. We do have to do certain things to receive and enjoy some of those benefits. If you read the Bible, most of those promises, they are conditioned. The only promise that is very clear, unconditional promise, is the fact that we're all going to die. There's no condition to that. It's appointed once for man to die. Thereafter, that judgment. 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Fear makes us believe God is a punisher that is just going out there, meting out punishment on the world. As a result, we miss His love. He is a good, good Father. God is saying, I am here and everything is going to be okay. Fear leads us to believe in a twisted theology that says when things are not going well with you, when you are sick, and you are going to get sick, when your children are acting up, and they will act up. Even though every parent believes their child is a perfect child, they will act up. They will act up. It's a given. When your business is struggling, and it will struggle because there are other circumstances within the environment that you don't control, within the market forces. It doesn't mean that God is out there punishing you for the sin. That's what fear would make us believe, that because these things are going on in our lives, God is just punishing us. No. We live in a fallen world. Everything is broken. It is for this reason that Jesus Christ came and died for you and me. after the fall of man, everything broke. They're not as perfect as they were. When God created the world, he said everything was perfect. The fall came and changed that. That's why Jesus Christ came to die and to redeem that which was perfect, that which God created with his own hands and made it perfect. He came to redeem it so that me and you can enjoy that perfection. Only in him can we have that perfection. But that doesn't mean we are not immune to the life difficulties. That doesn't mean we are not immune to life challenges. They are going to be there. As I said, there's nowhere in the Bible. Those of you that are biblical scholars, you agree with me. There's nowhere in the Bible where the Bible promises you shall live a trouble-free world. As I said, the only promise that is very clear and unconditional is the fact that you are going to die. Only through Jesus Christ that we are able to live a perfect life. Only through him that our fears can be mitigated, can be reduced. Fear as a motivator makes it very difficult to accept his grace. A while back, Pastor Mel did a fantastic job of the series on grace. Those of you that would remember that. And through this series, we learned we have been redeemed from the law because Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law. And because he came to fulfill that law, the blessings which were due to him, he made them ours. But fear can prevent us from fully enjoying those blessings which Jesus Christ came and gave to us. Even though Jesus has accomplished it, fear can tell you, no, he has not accomplished it. When he cried out, Tetelestai, it is finished, it is accomplished. Those blessings are there for you and me to enjoy. But fear can rob us of the ability for us to enjoy that. What is causing you fear in your life? Maybe your extended family, your upbringing, your work. You look at your bank account, you don't know how you're going to live tomorrow. God is saying, have faith in me. Have faith in me, and everything is going to be okay. Believe in me, and everything is going to be okay. Everything is perfected in Jesus Christ. Everything is perfected. You are perfect in him. I'm not saying we are people of no flaws. We have many flaws. I have quite a lot myself. But we are a work in progress. We are a work in progress. The Bible tells us of the parable of the talents. It shows, there were three individuals that were given talents. Two of them went out and invested and doubled the investment. One of them went and buried and hid the investment. And when he was asked why he did that, he said, I was afraid of your reaction, Master. Fear made him to sit on talent. Fear made him to make the wrong decisions. That's what fear can do. Fear can actually paralyze you. It can make you shrink. The story tells us of the spies when they went to spy on the land. They came back. The report was, we were like grasshoppers in the eyes of those giants. They shrunk. But they forgot the promise that God gave to them. You shall inherit and occupy that land that flows with milk and honey. But fear made them look themselves as though they were grasshoppers. I have good news for you this morning. Trust in God. Have faith in God. No matter how big the situation might seem, there's nobody that is bigger than any situation. And we're not saying, you have to be, we're not faith and prosperity preachers that, you go out and you just proclaim and it's this. Because there are conditions that the things that you need to do. But even in that, what we are saying is that having faith in God will make you perfect in Him. That makes all things perfect, because He is perfect. We cannot be motivated by fear. We cannot look on what's happening in the world, the circumstances going on. We ought to look to Him and Him alone. And that's Jesus Christ. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, it is that God that does go with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. As He was with the children of Israel, He is with us. He will never fail you. So don't be afraid. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's always going to be there for you. Fear not, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against you shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with you, they that war against you, shall be as nothing and as a thing of nothing. Isaiah 41 tells us. What are you seeking? When you are confronted by these fears, what do you seek? Do you rely on your knowledge? The Bible is very clear. He who lacks wisdom, seek. Because He is the author of everything. Are you with me this morning? Are you with me? We need to confront our fears. And it's okay to say, Lord, I am afraid. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Moses was afraid. He cried out. And today we celebrate him as one of the greatest leader ever lived. He was afraid. And he made it very clear to God, like, I am not going if you are not coming with me. Paul was afraid. Yet, 2/3 of the New Testament was written by him. And he encourages us. Name them. David was afraid. The psalm is full of David's cry. He said, I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34. I mean, this is a mighty, mighty king. In human standard, mightier than one of us can ever imagine. Yet he had fears. And he cried out and sought the Lord. And the Lord heard him. And He answered him. And He delivered him from his fears. If God was able to deliver David, He can do it for us as well. He can do it for us as well. That's the great news. It's not, as Pastor Melton said, it might sound too good to be true. It is too good. It is as good as it sounds. When we did the series on grace, He taught us the grace, it sounds too good to be true, but it is that good. Are we going to stand in faith and not allow our fears to dictate what we do, to dictate our decision, to influence our decision? When you are afraid, be reminded and remember that He died for you. And He said, Tetelestai. It is accomplished. Amen.